why it's K'mon Shehoyo and its entire Bezeichri is because water was flowing. Water was flowing before two. Water was flowing before two. Avon Moyoini, the river was Mayim Shuri, Achim Shichei. Even the Taya became Shosh. Now, I think that the Rosh, when he says, King Yibelavoche, or Yosei Chalim Beisem Amkeimis, the Rosh means the same thing that the other Shem mentioned. In other words, that there is a distinction between the original area where water was flowing before and the extended area. After all, the deceptive. However, the Tzemach HaKadosh and the Gulas HaYeis, they understand that when the Rosh says, Kivi Dibelav Moche, Ho Yosei Chalim Beis Vam Keimeis, the Rosh means not the original area where water was flowing before, in contrast to the extended area. He doesn't mean that. But the Rosh means something else. A distinction between the case where the water was flowing water and the case where the water was still water. I mean, the way the Rambam explains it, that's how the Tzemach Tzedek assumed in the Rosh. And I don't think that there is any hecher in the Rosh of the Rosh, because he was midayik, the Tzemach Tzedek in Mishnayos was midayik from the expression in the Rosh, Kim Dibelav Moche, Ho Yuzeichlin Beisam Amkinis, Elo She'atom Yishrapsus Chilosof, Abo Imo Yoeimei, V'ribo Lo Imayim Shubim, Achim Yishichu, Eini Mitaya Bimkim Schilosof. In other words, so he was midayik from the Rosh, Kim Dibelav Moche, Ho Yuzeichlin Beisam Amkinis, Elo She'atom Yishrapsus Chilosof. In other words, that the range of the Mishnah, this is how it's machzalek in the Suda Rosh. That the range of the Mishnah that says Arik Mishoyo has reference to the case where the water was flowing. So even though by dumping Mayim Shuvim he made it flow in new areas, so it's still Mishoyo. Ashenkin, the same of the Mishnah, has reference to the case. Where originally the water in the Mayon was still water, wasn't flowing with the noticeable rapidity, but it was still water, like water in the pool is considered al-Pidin to be still water. So that's what the Sefer says. Ho Yoeim, V'Rimo V'Im Shichei. So that's what he says. Avo imoyoime, if it was still water, the river was my shuvim, actually shichei, he made it into, he changed it from still water into flowing water, and the entire case was. But I don't know why we have to understand the Rosh that way. I think that the Rosh, now, according to the Tzemach Tzedek's interpretation of the Rosh, and the Gulas HaYeis, so the Rosh is that if the water in the Mayon was originally flowing water, not still water, and then he extended it, so then it's entire Bezeichri, even the extended areas. So then the question arises, so how can we reconcile this Mishneh Gimel with Mishneh Hei of Hei Trapzonik Ala Zeichri, Sherob Ala Neitim, Sheik Shere? How can we reconcile it? So the implication being only when the Zeichrin is Rovo HaNeitrin, but if the Neitrin are Rovo HaZeichrin, then it cannot be entire Zeichrin. And it cannot take reference to the original Mekanis, because the original Mekanis only is Reshenim, except the Rashen and the Marik, they hold that even if it's Rovo HaNeitrin HaZeichrin, it's entire Zeichrin. So obviously, it must have reference. So it must have reference to it must have reference to the extended area. But if the Rosh is that once the originally the water were flowing waters, so then you added You dumped an abundance of water into the mayor oil. So then it's the tire of the zeichon in the extended areas. So then there is a conflict between Mishneh Gimel and Mishneh Hay. So the Tzemachsele mentions the new alokhe in the Rosh. And I really don't see, why we have to say all that in the Rosh. So he says that according to the Rosh, the Pshat in the Mishneh of Mayon Shem Rosh of Kinavu, Ribovim Shiche Arim Mishoyo, it means if you had a Mayon and it was Moshe Kinavu, and the water originally was flowing water, and it originally flowed up here, and then it started to flow. Then it started to flow up here as a result of dumping and abundance of Mayon Shem. So he extended there the flow up to here. So I will enjoy all its entire zeichlin, not only in the original area, but in the story. Hoyo, amen. So then the Mishnah continues. From that moment, going into the water, originally it was flowing water. But suppose the water originally was still water, and then as a result of dumping an abundance of water, he changed, he converted the water, so that it acquired the characteristic of flowing with a unusual swiftness, typical of the Mayon. So then it's only Tayyavish Mira. Because originally the water was still. But if originally the water was flowing, so then it's entirely exactly not only in the original area, according to the Rosh, but even in the extended area. So then the question arises, how can we reconcile Mishneh Gimel with Mishneh Hay? So Mishneh Gimel says that where water is originally flowing water, and then you dump an abundance of mayonnaise into it, and the area of flow is extended. So it's entirely zeichlin even in the extended area. So how can we explain the Tzorik's halacha? That Allah zeichlin shemobla neitrin, thus implying only zeichlin mobla neitrin, but neitrin mobla zeichlin not. In the river, it's flowing water all the time. So the Tzemach Tzedek and the Gula Zawiyas, they mention such a big chiddush in the Kol in the Rosh. I don't know where they saw it in the Rosh, but they mentioned, the Machzedek mentions a big chiddush, that according to the Rosh, there is a difference between Mayon and river. Between Mayon and river. And they mention, the Machzedek and the Gula Zawiyas, they mention Rabbi Yechayim in Parsha Vayishlach, that Rabbi Yechayim explaining a certain possibility. So he says he doesn't discuss Alochas Rabbi Yechayim, but Rabbi Yechayim just mentions an observation. There is a difference between Mayon and the river. Every river is a gigantic Mayon. But a Mayon, so emanates water, and the intensity of the emanation does not increase with the distance. But in other words, Bashein came in the river, so at first it emanates little water, and then farther and farther it emanates more water. That he mentions Rabbi Bechai. So Mimele, he says that there is, according to the Rosh, and I don't know, I mean, while this observation might be true, I don't know, I'm not a scientist, but it might be true. But where did he see all that in the Rosh? I don't know. So he says that according to the Rosh, the Pshat in the Mishneh Gimel is Mayon Shum Rosh Kinavo. If the Mayon had flowing water originally, and then he dumped Mayon into it, an abundance, and it's obligated as a clean, and then the area of flow was extended, so it retired as a clean all over. But Bamedvam Amori, the water was originally flowing. But Hoyoim, maybe originally it was still water. The abundance of my nature, it changed from still water into flowing water, so then it's not mitayeh b'zeichu. But if it was flowing water, it's mitayeh b'zeichu in the extended. So then the question is, why does Hatzodik say ala zeichu yishor v'lamit dat kerobu zeichu v'lamit? But rovu neitel azeichu, it's not mitayeh b'zeichu. Here Rabbi Meir is saying that as long as the water was flowing water originally, so it's mitayeh b'zeichu in the rovu neitel azeichu. So he says, on the Rosh, there is a distinction between Mayon and Nor. Mayon and Nor. So, Mayon, by virtue of the fact that at one place, it emanates little water, and then, farther and farther, it emanates more and more water, so the Mele, every river has a deep, like a Mayon in it. Very strange concept, and I don't know where he saw all that in the Rosh. All why? Because the Rosh says, in the Rosh it says, Ki kidu di bilavoi, he says, Kach mayon, zeh nimshoch imenu necholim rubin, vidati, vidibo visichem mayim shubin, hachem ischas kwa necholim. ונשחבו משחוסו, מתאר את משחק, וזכו יש בתחילה, כי בדגלה בוחה, הוא יוצא חולים בעזר המגינס. So he understood by this expression, הוא יוצא חולים בעזר המגינס, that the water was flowing water, in contrast to still water. אלו שאתו נשחבצו, אבו אם הוא יועד מהם, it means, however, if it was still water, I feel the פשט in the Rosh is like all the other shame. Very simple. He doesn't mean king in Raboy or Zechalim, because originally they were flowing water. Of course they were flowing water. Usually. So every mayon is flowing water. And if the mayon you find it's still water, so there is something the matter with the mayon. There is something the mayon is sick. I mean if the mayon, if the water in the mayon is still, is not noticeably flowing with a typical swiftness of the rapidity that characterizes my water. So he means it seems to me, I mean, that this is the plain pshat in the Rosh. So in other words, he explains the Mishnah like that in Shem, not in a special way. In other words, he distinguishes the reach of the Mishnah has reference to the original. In other words, he has reference to the case, the reach of the Mishnah has reference to the case where he just originally was born back to him. Now, so he dumped an abundance of water. He didn't even extend the area flow, but he just increased the volume in its height. It increased the volume. So the mainland started to flow in the same area with more swiftness because there was a greater volume of water. So you could feel, you could observe more turbulence in the water. The more water you had, the more turbulence you can notice in the flowing, but the reach of the Mishnah is reference to the case where as a result of dumping an abundance of mind making, so the volume of the water was increased, and then made the turbulence greater, so you could see a greater swiftness. But he didn't extend the area, so it's Moshe Hoyo, it's Mitaya Bezekli. Hoyo Eime, in other words, Hoyo Eime, he says, the people of mine, Hoyo Eime doesn't mean it was still, it was flowing, but as a result of dumping, he extended the area flow. So then, in the extended area, it's Mitaya Bezekli. So it's like the other Mishani. I don't know why. That's a Machzedek and the Zalias, they had to invent so many Chidushim, new Aloches, according to the Rosh. It's not even implicit in the Rosh, on the contrary. I think that the expression Kindi Bravoche or Yosechali Be'ishalam Kemes indicates that the Rosh means that not just that the water was flowing water, that even after he dumped the abundance of water, so he did not extend the area flow. He just raised the volume of water. Memele, it was showing more turbulence in its flow because there is a greater volume of water. Naturally, if you have a little bit of water flowing in a certain area, then there is a minimum turbulence. But if you have a greater volume of water, there is more turbulence caused by the flow. But if the Rishon Mishnah does not refer to the case where the area of flow was extended, the turbulence was raised. So since if the water is flowing in the same area, but and originally it was also flowing, but now it's flowing with more turbulence. So it's Majorio. If at first it had a limit, the flow had a limit at the ear. It didn't go beyond this point. And now as a result of dumping the abundance of the mining nature, so it extended up to here, so then it's on the Tayabesh Bayer in the extended area. So there is nothing new in the Sheet of the Rosh. I can't understand why the Tzemach Tzedek and the Gulas Aliyahs, now the Gulas Aliyahs explained the Mishnah that way under the Ashpoye of the Tzemach Tzedek. But I don't see it goes on Mishnah. Now, let's see the how the Rav explained. The Rav, Shulchan Aruch, usually we go over the Rav's pshat first and then the other thing. But here the Rav has two pshat. Shulmei shakinav, shemei mokzei chalim kim tzarabe, kisharet zeh, shemar baraglai, v'kein lei sentipi, the same expression. Rim all of my yishuvi, hachim shechu, v'nizgad lami kein mei, shemei mokzei chalim shom, הרי הוא כמו שאויו המקי ניסלול הוא מיטב מזה יכולים ובכל שהוא כמו שאויו בתחילו so three ball of mine should be so in the first portion he doesn't explain it like the Rash the three ball of means he just made new excavations no he dumped water actually so that's why the pshat of the other machine הרי הוא כמו שאויו המקי ניסלול הוא מיטב מזה יכולים ובכל שהוא, כמו שאויו בתחילו, הוי המים אימי, the first column, the right column, the right. הוי המים אימי, ולא הוי המים אף נסחולים, וריבו לא מים שאויים, ונסגד אל המים עד שמים אף נסחולים. אילך ואילך, מחמס המים שאויים. So in other words, now, again, here, some assume in the Rav of the Lore that it means that it means if originally the water was still and then by dumping the new water so he converted it into flowing water. I don't think that this is what the Rav means. The first notion is probably the Pshat of the Rambam, the Rajba, most Rashi. So it means that originally it flowed up to here and then as a result of the dumping of the abundance of water, it extended the area of flow. The whole name of Nisholim, it doesn't mean name of Nisholim, they were at a standstill, at rest. The whole of my children is Gadol Amayim, at the name of Nisholim, Ilo Veilich. When he said the whole name of Nisholim, I think he doesn't mean it was still water, like water in the Kele. No, he means, when he was calling, he didn't go beyond a certain point. Every mile. So the water flows out and it extends to a certain point and it's empty, then it stops, it doesn't go farther, and then as a result of dumping, so that extended the flow. So it's got a mind that you leave this holy near of Elah Mahamay should show. So Shover Mayon have King Salom Shamay is holy, but the new extended there. Shover Mayon should tell him the whole chain, the Shover Mikkel should tell him the Zechel of the Shvil. פירוש אחר, רוב העולבים שיחי שהיר בחיפה ברכס show you Mishri Smaim Namayon Ahu Vigdimon. Now what's the second Lashon? That's like the Rashi Shat. That Ribolov doesn't mean he dumped Mayim Shulim. He didn't dump a single drop of water. Nothing. But he just made dog excavations. So he thereby manipulated that the water in dog excavations. Rule excavations. So mainly he manipulated that the water should or first like this. He dug originally was like this, and then with fights. So Ribolov, if she was here, if I break, she will be his mind, and mine, I will be here. Have you come show you? The mocking show your name of Zechel, Kingdom Shalim Male, the Hivom, show Mitaya Zechel, whom it has got him in Mitaya Elevish Bear. I will in the whole name of Zechel, a lady, the Ribolov, she will be in Amidosa, the Mshiche, show us some Mishim Amidosa Zechel, show the little Mitaya Bezbeer, Mitaya Zechel, Machadika, Mikamaya Zechel. So the first pshat is like the pshat of the Ramban, the Rashbo, the Ram, and the second pshat is the pshat of the Rash. Now, I think that I mentioned all the shikas of Hashem in the pshat in the Mishnah, but there is one shikah that I didn't mention. I told you to look over the Ritvo and the Riv, the Ritvo and the Riv in Idron. So there the Ritvo mentions the shite of Arab Pinchas Alei. Now the shite of Arab Pinchas Alei, the Ritvo mentions the shite of the Ro, and he mentions the shite of the Ro's brother, Arab Pinchas Alei. So the shite of the Ro is like the other shite, that in the original area it's Mitaya Bezechlin, even if Hobonim Tunala Zechlin. But in the extended area it's Mitaya. It's Mitaya only if it is, if it's Mitaya only if it is a Robu Zechor, not Nathan Azir. That's the one. And then he mentions the Shite of the Rabbi Pinchas Alei. Says as follows. The tenth line from the Yodom. The Rabbeinu Yitirat Shimachoch Mabod Lo'ochi, Rav Pinchas Alevi, the brother, the older brother of the Ro, that the Chiamin Hosom Mishnais, Ribol of Loisha Ribol of Kokach, Shiatis Mugub Alayinja, or Shiribol of Shiris and Mashoy of Chilo, the Ribol of המים קוראים, כי מים קודם לרב מה שאויו, אולי אומרים לי, המים מרובים מהטייסס, אבל לא כן אמרו לו משנה לראות ולמיתר לזכרים, ריבוי הכוי על המיתרים, למימרה, במים מיתרים, מרובים על הזכר, ולפיכוך, אף על פי שלו נשרחי וסיבוקים, שנשרחי, ולאב מדינה, אלו כי מה רזעי, שנראה כאילו כל המים שבלי סיבוקים, שנשרחי, כולו, כוי מיתרים, והוכתנו בדיסת, So he explains the Rav Pinchas Alei, in other words, all Christians were bothered by the apparent stirah between Mishnah Gimel and Mishnah Hei. Mishnah Hei says Hei Drab Tzadik Al Azechun Shirob Alayitvin Shem Shir, thus implying only the Zechun Amor. Mashem Kirim Alayitvin Amor and the Zechun, then it's not the time of Zechun. And that's Mishnah Hei. And Mishnah Gimel says, Mayim Shemoshach Kenad Ribo Lo Vim Shichei. Sha'areu Kmashoyo is retired. So what is the Ramban, the Rashbo, the Rai, the Ram? What do they say? Mishnah Gimel has reference to the case that says the Tivni Fitz Chobani Tala Zichle. So it's Kmashoyo has reference to the case of where the Tfilah takes place in the original. And Mishnah Mishnah Hei that says only if it's Rogo Zechaliti, not if it's Rogo Neitrin, not only if it's Rogo Zechaliti, not if it's Rogo Neitrin or Azechli, so as reference to the extended that. That's what they all say. Now, the Marich, and the Rav Lapin Chazalei, so they both say, they are Chilik HaRogo Zechaliti, and they say that even Mishnah Hei that says Hei Trapzodik Al Azeichlin Shalom Al Anitri, that it's Mikael Azeichlin, has reference only to the original area, the extended area, so then it will not be Mikael Azeichlin. It will not be Mikael Azeichlin, even though it's Chol Azeichlin. Even though it's Chol Azeichlin. Of course, the Rashi can serve like that, because the Rashi, even if there will not be any drop of new water in the extended area, it will still not be entirely there. But according to the Marich, and according to the Rav Lapin Chazalei, when Reb Tzodek is made, Al-Azeichlin Shavob Al-Anitin Sheikshere, so it's entirely there, he has reference only to the original area. Masha'ik in the extended area, even if the Zeichlin Amor, so it's not entirely Zeichlin. Even if the Zeichlin Amor, so it's not entirely Zeichlin. But according to Marich, in the extended area, so it's not entirely Zeichlin, even if the Zeichlin Amor, in the Reisach, according to Rav Lapin Chazalei, so in the extended area, it's not entirely Zeichlin, it's not entirely Zeichlin, the Rabbono, Mishumar Esayim, because the observer will see that you can, that people are taping in the extended area, and he will not know that the water in the extended area, it would pass, came from the miles, so he'll think, why are people taping there? How did water come into the extended area? It was probably Chavos or Shomim. It didn't come from the Mayim. And then they'll say, you can be Teveyo in Chavos or Shomim also with Zeichlin. And of course, you cannot be Teveyo in Chavos or Shomim. So because of that, with Rabbonon, you cannot be Mitaya with Zeichlin. You cannot be Teveyo in Mayim Zeichlin, even though it came from the Mayim, and even though it was Rabu Zeichlin and Eichlin, because of Xera, that the observer might make a mistake and he'll think that this water in the extended area where the Zeichlin are more is a harmless option. So because of that, you cannot be taken in the extended area, even if it's Rabu Zeichlin. But only in Rabbon, Mashiach can according to the Marik, with the rights we cannot be taken. In view of the fact that it's Rabu Zeichlin, that without the dumping of the new water, so then you wouldn't have here the water of the Mayon, so the Mayon in the Raisa is possible to. Now, what does the Marit and the Rav Lapin Chazalei, what do they do with Mishneh Gimel? Mishneh Gimel says, Ribo lo b'yipshiche hareyuk b'shoyo, so because of that, the Raisa and the Rabban and the Rashbo, and the Ram, they all say that in the original area, even if the my nature is more numerous, so it's still Mikhail Bezechli. So the Marik and the Rav Lapin Chazalei, they say the tribal does not mean the way the other Rishayim explained it, that the new water outnumbered the original Mimayim in the original area. But it means tribal, he added new water. Let's say, originally there were 10 gallons of May Mayon in that Mayon, so he added 5 gallons. He dumped 5 gallons, but it's still a yield regarding the original May Mayon. So in that case, it's a real pleasure. Masha'inke, if the water, the new water, will be more numerous than the original May Mayon, then it will not be retired. Then it will be Mikaya Beshbeiran only, but not Bezeichu. So in other words, the Marich, and the Rash, and Rav Lapin Chazalei, So they have the same shite, but it's not exactly the same shite. In other words, the tzarashon shebehem is that according to the Rash, and according to the Marik, and according to Rav Pinchas Halevi, so if you don't new water, and there is an extended area, and you are table in the new area, in the extended area, so it's not entirely visible according to the three of them. But according to the Rash and the Marik, in the extended area, it's not entirely visible in the Rais. According to Rav Pinchas Halevi, in the extended area, it's not entirely visible only in Rabbah. Now, according to the Marik, so in the extended area, even if it's Rimbo, even if the Zeichlin are more than the Nitri, so it's not entirely Zeichlin, the Reise. It's not entirely. And the Rash also says the Reise. But the Rash is in a bigger machter. Because according to the Marik, so it's not entirely Zeichlin if you manage edit new one. But the Zeichlin are more numerous than the new one. So then the extended area is not entirely Zeichlin. But suppose you don't take any new water, you just dig new excavations, and you thereby manipulate that the same water from the Nile should flow in the new channels, then the Marik also says that it's entirely safe. In other words, according to the Marik, you can retain the really well, because there you don't, the water of the well, in the well is not supplied by any, by dumping new water into the well. It is supplied by nature. It emanates from the spring. But you, by digging in well, so you in effect dig new channels, you make new excavations, and you manipulate that the water from the spring should travel at a great distance. So according to Marik, this kind of water is entirely Zeichlin. According to the Rash, even that is not entirely Zeichlin. So in other words, we have the Shita of most Rishayim that if the Zeichlin are Merube, are the Nitri, so then it's entirely Zeichlin in the new area, and then we have the Shita of the Marik and the Rash and the Rav Pinchas Halevi, that in the new area, even if it's not the Zeichel or Nitri, it's not entirely Zeichel. But according to the Marik, it's not entirely Zeichel in the new area, even though it's not the Zeichel or Nitri, the Reise is not entirely, and according to Rav Pinchas Halevi, it's not entirely Zeichel in the Rabbanon, Mishumah Rezaim, and according to the Rash, so it's not entirely Zeichlin in the Reise, but not only it's not entirely Zeichlin in the extended area in the Reise, because of the mute of the mind nature that were dumped into it. Even if you don't dump a drop of water in the new extended area where water did not flow before, water from the Mayan did not flow naturally before, and water is flowing now as a result of human intervention, as a result of the excavation of new channels, so it does not have anything of Mayan, and it cannot be entirely. So in other words, so while we are three Rishayim who are Chelik HaMos Rishayim, and who say that Mayon is not entirely Zeichlin in the extended area where water was not flowing before, even though it's all the Zeichlin and Nitrin, but there is a difference. According to Marik, it's not entirely Zeichlin, even though it's all the Zeichlin and Nitrin with the Reise, but only if there is a Cholapoches, a mute of water, that started as a result of the dumping of the new water. But if you just dug new excavations, so then you manipulate it, that the water from the Mayan should flow extensively into new areas, so then it is entirely Zeichlin. So that means, according to Marik too, you can be tevel in a well, in a bay. According to the Rash, you cannot. Now, according to Rav Pinchas Halevi, he can also be tevel in the bay. But even in the new areas where you don't use water, So you cannot entangle with the Rabbanon, but with the Raisa you can entangle. Now, how does Shulchan Aruch pass these things? Now, let's see. שאובים למיון, שאובים למיון, כמו שיסבוי על הבת, ומכל מוקד, אין ליבל בי, רד באשברת, ולעודיף מנעורי שרובו המיתן או הזה יחוש, מריק. So there are more passages like מריק, even though all the Rishayim say that in the original area where water was flowing before, even though most Rishayim say that even in the extended area where water was not flowing before, but if it's Rabu Zeichel HaNeifin, so then it is Nitaya B'Zeichel, if it's Rabu Zeichel HaNeifin, because that's the Eidus of Chatzorik, because in the original area, even if it's Rabu Zeichel HaZeichel, but the Marik says that Reb Tzodek's edus applied to the original area, but the extended area, even if it's Rabu Zeichel HaNeifin, it's not the Tayyar Zeichel. But it's a new Rishayim, all the other Rishayim say contrary to the Marik. I mean, who joins the Marik? Just the Rash and the Rav Pinchas HaLevi. And the Rav Pinchas HaLevi, it's only with Rabbonon that he cannot retire the Zechri. But there are more passages like the Marik, that with the rights in the extended area, even though in the Zechri we can only be retired by Shveiren, not the Zechri. When we call Mokin, a little bit, Rag by Shveiren, the Leodif Minores, Sherobu Ala Nitrim Ala Zechri. I read that. So even though there are more regarding Norris, he passes that Bishasa Trak, we can be matter tefillin in the rainy season. Why so over there is because we rely on the Pesach of Habnetam, who passes like Shmuel's memory of Nare Mikifin Zborich, that Eilecho Tefach, Sheyitzi Nilmal, Sheyitzi Nilmalo, Sheyitzi Fochayim, Yeitzi Natein Numata. In other words, that if I know, so for every measure of water supplied by rainfall, so potentially there are two measures of water supplied by the day. So by law, according to Shmuel's memory, it always has a thing of opposite, because potentially, so it's capable of compensating every measure of rainfall water with two measures of the hay water. But in respect to Mayon, so then the Rambo is not making Bishasatrak. The Rambo is only making Bishasatrak in respect to law because of Rabbi Tam's Shite, that we pass like Shmuel's memory, that now we keep in his body. But in respect to Mayon, not law, so he even Bishasatrak. So Mayon cannot be Mitaya Bizechun in the extended area, even though it's Obizechun or Anetrin and Midraisin, like the Marik. When we call Mokin and Midraisin, Ragbeshbeiren, the Lord of the Norris, Sherobu Hanetrin Azechun. I think that I discuss all the shittes of shame in these missions. Now, for the next time, So you should go over for Sunday. So you should go over with all the Mefarshim. I mean the Rambam, the Tanora, and the Rash, and the Rosh, and the Rambam. And you should look up the other Chazokah. In Mikvoitz and Mechaspor, in regard to Mishneh Daled. The Machlokes between Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda. So you should go over Mishneh Daled and Mishneh, not Mishneh Vav. Now we went over the various pshatim in the Mishneh Mayim Shel Moshe Kanada. I mean, we even discussed the various pshatim in the Rambam, because the Mishneh's pshat in the Rambam and the Rashbo and the Rambam's pshat in the Rambam, according to the case of Mishneh, so the Rambam explains Mayim Shel Moshe Kanada, Ribo no Bim Shichet, Hareyu Kmo Yishohoyu. The death is referenced in the case. You say, according to the Mishneh, the Rambam doesn't pass in the precept that there is a difference between the original area and the extended area. Because in view of the fact that our Mishneh doesn't mention such a distinction, that means that our Mishneh is really kind of precept. And the difference is between dumping the Mayanitri in the Mikim Agume or not in the Mikim Agume. So I call it the case of Mishneh. So if he dumped the water in the Mikim Agume, and if the water was Zeicher originally, not still water, so then the halacha is that even if it's Chobo Neitri or Zeicher, so in all places it's Mitaya B'Zeicher, even the extended area. Not what they say. According to the Ram and the Rashbo, so there is a difference between the Mikim Agume and not Mikim Agume, but there is another difference. There's another prerequisite that when can it be Mikaya B'Zeichon only in the original area, but in the extended area not. But even in the original area, if it's Chobo Neitri V'Zeichon, he can only be mitaya b'zeichon if he dumped the water in Mikim Agumah. But suppose he dumped the water not in Mikim Agumah, but in the Hemshach, this is Mikim Agumah. He dumped the water in the Hemshach, if he dumped it in the Hemshach, not in Mikim Agumah. So even in the original area, if it's Chobo Neitri V'Zeichon, so it cannot be Mitaya B'Zeichon. So according to the case of Mishneh's Pshat, so the important prerequisites for being Mitaya B'Zeichon are dumping it in the Mikim Agumah, and that water should be flowing water originally, and according to the Ram and the Rashbo, Pshat and the Rambam, so the two important prerequisites for the capacity to be Mitaya B'Zeichon is number one, that it should dump it in Mikim Agumah, and that the tefillah should take place in the original area, not in the extended area. Alright. Now, Mishneh Daled. Oh, but we didn't go over. Did we go over the Tupshot? I think we did. The Tupshot in the Rabbah Batanor. We did go over. One Pshat is like Moses Kesheli. Like the Ramban and the Rashbo, they are the Raivet, and the other Pshat is like the Rash. Now, the Tzemach Tzedek mentions an altogether different Pshat in the Rosh Hashanah, but we said that there is no Hechach from Tzemach Tzedek that he mentions such new Alochis. And there is no Hechach in the Rosh that he mentioned that he has another Pshat. And that the Rosh clearly understood in the same way as the Ramban and the Rashbo and the Raivet Pshat. Not that, according to the Tzemach Tzedek, so the Rosh distinguishes between Mayon and Lo. I mean, It's all invented. I mean, it's not mentioned in the Rosh. All right.
The Rosh Yeshiva mentioned Mega Shomim, if the Ribu is Mega Shomim, and called it, and refers to it as nothing.
One second.
Even going
in respect to law, so there is a machlekes in the Gemara between Rav and Shmuel, or between Shmuel and Shmuel. So, according to Rav, the Hobbes can only be retired to Zechri as long as the Zechri are the source water, are more numerous than the Leitri. But in the season, in the months, when the Leitri is more numerous than the Zechri, so then it cannot be retired to Zechri. One second, please let me explain everything. So then it cannot be retired as Zechri. So that's Rav. And then Shmuel says, now we keep him his bar. So Eimachov, so for Eimach, so Eimach Tefach, Sheyirin Milmayo, Sheyirin Vachayim, Yirin Milmayo. So in order to make it reasonable, I mean, it shouldn't be sound strange. So, in other words, the water emanating from the rainfall is more than the water emanating from the source. But Shmuel says, Eimachotepach, Yered Mumayo, Shinfochayim, Yered Mumata, because potential, a law has the capacity to compensate double for each measure of water. So through at this moment, he didn't compensate as yet. So it will come later. So because of that, it's always considered Rabu Zechor HaLeitri. In the same way as Rav Chaim and the Simlo explained the Aloha and why Mayim is entire Choshev. Not that Memso, I mean it's Derech Moshe, I mentioned it. Not that the Shir of Memso doesn't apply to Mayim. It applies to Mayim. But Mayim has the capacity to emanate without a limit. So there is always Memso. And even if the Shia had been 1,000 so, so Mayon would have 1,000 or two. Two at this moment, you cannot see it. But it has the capacity to emanate without a limit. So that's the Pshat in Shmuel. I mean, in a similar way, that's the Pshat in Shmuel. Two at this moment, so you count up, let's say, you count up 50 gallons. 50 gallons of water in the bowl that emanated from the source, and 100 gallons that emanated from rainfall. But potentially, so for each tefach of water that is here at Milmayo, so it can compensate for Chayim. Milmato, so really it's always considered as Rabu Zechor HaLeitri. Now, so, excuse me, according to some Rishonim, so this thing is also like Mayim. There is no special halacha like the Gabino. There is no special halacha like Gabino. But according to Maram Gutenberg, so the Mele, we have to say that when the Gemara, when Rav says that, when Rav says it, Shmuel in one member, because there is a machlikel between Shmuel and Shmuel, between Shmuel and the day. So when Rav says, and Shmuel in one member says, in Anoris, in Harkos Mitayim, Bizechri, Elo, Bimitishka, Bilbats, but in other machlikel, what is it for? So then, So then, it's not Mitaya B'Zeichli, so it means, according to most Rishonim, it's not Mitaya B'Zeichli in the new places, but in the original places, where water always flows, even in the Tishrei, so then, it is Mitaya B'Zeichli, even the other moms of here. Mashiach in the Maram Gutenberg, he says that there is a special Takone, a special Zeret, regarding the Horets. Because of Xero Shemu Yidbe, we have a Rishon Kshomim. And so, that means that in the rainy season, so one cannot, so the Horets are not Mikhail of Xero, even in the original area, because of his special Xero. And that Xero applies only to the Horets, it doesn't apply to Mayonets. It doesn't apply to my onyx. So in other words, so that's not coming between according to the other machine, not the Maram Gutenberg. So when Shmuel says, when Rav says that Pras is not the tire, Elohim Tishon Uvav, it means in the new places, but in the old original places of flow, where water flows in the Yenitishre, so then the other months of the year can also be Mitaya B'Zeichli. But according to the Maram Gutenberg, it's a special Zeire, so even in the place where water flows in the Yenitishre, in other words, the other months in the rainy season, so then Pros has extended areas where water flows. But even in the original area, where water flows all the time, even in the Tishrei, when there is no rainfall, so still in the other months of the year, it cannot be Mitaya B'Zeichli because of the Gzeire. Gzeire, Shemo Yidbeu B'Chav L'Shon Shon. Yes, what is it?
Do we ever find any other place that the future of Adam Shalom B'Lamor creates such a strong halos?
You mean that swore that haloche by Shmuel Einocho Tefachir Umayro Shein Zachayim. So I mentioned something similar the swore of Chayim in the Lechem Simlo Ligabei Mayro, that the haloche of Memso, the Shia of Memso applies to Mayro too, but in Mayro we always have Memso, but we don't have it. We see, you can count up, and you'll see he doesn't have Memso. He doesn't even have 10 so you can count up at certain moments. The answer is, the fact that visibly you don't see the 10 so, but potentially it's there, because it has the capacity to emanate without the limit. So mainly it's considered out of being that there is Memso. That I mentioned, that kind of is wrong as emotion.
Yes, what is it? What does Shem Nofim mean here? Because it's Mega Shamim. It's falling.
That's right.
But it's Mega Shamim,
so right?
So if we have Mega Shamim going into a regular Gaba, or if we have it going into a mikveh, so that's the kind of water that's designated as necessary for mikveh. So here where it goes into a Mayon, the Nahar, so how could it be more Geruah than if it was just the Nahar itself, which is
because,
like a Mayon?
Because
a
mikveh is not Mitaya B'Zeichli, and the Mayon is Mitaya B'Zeichli. Now the natural water, the source water of a Nahar is Mayon, but then it was outnumbered by rainfall water. So maybe it's Chobonit V'Azeichli. So maybe it cannot be Mitaya B'Zeichli. When you have in a mikveh, mikshomim in a mikveh, if you fill up a mikveh with mikshomim, that is vayner. It doesn't flow. But here, in the rainy season, the water is flowing water.
So we would want Nahar to be Ashborn, or we would want it to be Zochlin? I mean, it's...
No, because it seems that the major portion of the water is mikshomim, not mimayon, so mele. So it has a din of mikveh, and mikveh cannot be mitaya B'Zeichli. Mikveh can only be mitaya if it's kept in one place, it doesn't flow.
Is it ridiculous to ask? The Nahar is connected to the ocean. I mean, it's mechuber to all the waters in the world.
So why
shouldn't the May, if it is Nofim water coming in, why shouldn't 40 Sav, May Mayon, be mitaya, all the water from mikveh?
What are you asking?
Even a Marsha who is, it doesn't matter, Tahara Mayim. So what's wrong, it's not Meshuvim, it's a, you, once you have the Mem Sar.
Of course it's not Shuvim,
it's
not Mitaya B'Zeichulim, Mayim is Mitaya B'Zeichulim. Now here you have a mixture of a Miut of the Mayim and the Rok of Meshuvim.
But you had the minimum quantity, like Mem Sar, which so afterwards you could pour in a million. Well, you could pour in a
bit. No, that's only Rigabi Ashoke to be Machtia the Shem Shom. But not to, not that the mute of Mayim, of May Mayim, should be Mivate, the Rube of May Mikve. So we have little Baruch. And since the major portion is May Mayim, so on the contrary, it doesn't have any din of May Mayim. But there are special aloches. That in the original area, according to most Rishonim, so then the Shemim Mayim is not poka because water was flowing there all the time. But in the extended area, where water of the Mayim was not flowing there, so the Melee is a number by Mayim making. So the Melee, the Shemim Mayim is bottle. All right. Now, Mishnah Dalet. Kol Hayamim Kimikveh Shenemayim Mikvah Mayim Kol Hayamim. דיבר רב מאיר, רב יהודה היא מאיר, על הגודל כמקווה, ולרב הימים, לא שיש בבני ימים הרבה, רב יצאי מאיר, כל הימים איתר מזכוי, ובצור מזום, צורוי, וכאן יש במחתוס. Now the same Mishnah is in Poro Perichres, Mishnah Ches, כל הימים כמקווה שני מאו, וכבר מים כל הימים, דיבר רב מאיר, רב יהודה, על הגודל כמקווה, ולרב הימים, לא שיש בבני ימים הרבה, רב יצאי מאיר, כל הימים, Tarim is Echoim, Upsum is of Zoim, Ukadish ne Mechatos. Ukadish ne Mechatos. So the same issue. Now the Rash, now let's see the Ram here. Hayamagodu Kibikrel, we call our Kosov Nikrel, Yamagodu, the Bay Mishtoi, Kodavais and Precious, Shisham Nikro, Kolmeni Precious. But when the Yam Rosh Rabbin, the Shimorovim Bay, Minyam and Harvey, Shikoran Homi Yokimelo, the Bayt Sayyid Koyami, the Yamagodil, Namatiras Minoria, when she retired his Ephraim, between Shana Homi Mehukim is Ephraim, Abu Sumin Hemitiras Mine Chai, Shakosu Koran Mikve, the Alochet Rabiesi. The Alochet Rabiesi. All right. Now, what's the Rash? The Rash here doesn't explain it because he refers you to the Mishnah Misachaspor. Mishnah Zub Misachaspor, Perishmini Mishon Perashi. So let's see how the Rash explains the same Mishnah in Paul. Perches Mishnah Ches. Alright. Koyamin to Mik. בפיר חשבוצי מייסו וכמיק והיינו לכל העם וחמיל את איתו את הסייפה דיבסורים ואיזובים דיבוי מים חיים דיחזים רוח הצורי במים חיים ובמצאים עוד דיחזים לו כל חרף המים חיים ומחדוס דיחזים מים חיים וכל ואין את מייסו רבי ידם כזה יכולים נאמר למיטר שקובים ואינדים, קריטאי בתרס קריאנים, אם המים מתאי בזייך, מעמיק מתאי בזייך, ואומרים אומר לך המים, אך, המים מתאי בזייך, ומעמיק ומתאי בשבי להם. So according to the Rash, according to the Meir, so Yami, it sounds strange, after all, Yami, that's the most gigantic mile you could conceive, I mean. But that really has the characteristics, the water of the Yami. So certainly have all the characteristics of Mayim, and to the end degree, I mean to a much higher degree than the Mayim in an ordinary Mayim, because you can't even compare the swiftness with which the water in the Yam, the Atlantic, flows with the swiftness that water in the Mayim flows. Mayim flows. There is a greater degree of swiftness and rapidity, I mean, in the flow of the water of the Yam. So how is it that the water of the ordinary Mayim, so has it been of Mayim, and and the water of the Yam does not live in of my own. So it can test any kashas because it's based upon Xeros Akosu. So he mentions Hamea, Korayam Kimikle Shemema or Mikle Hamayim Koro Yam. So it's especially Xeros Akosu. Even though the Yam possesses all the characteristics of Mei Mayon to the nth degree, but it's special to Zakosu. Umikve Hamayim Koro Yam. It has a din of Yam, of Mikve. If it has a din of Mikve, so the Mele, Mikve is not Mitaya Bezechli. So Yam cannot be Mitaya Bezechli. And you, so let's say, so if a woman, a Nidon, will be developed in the Yam in the Atlantic, according to the Mayor, the way the Rash explains it, the tefillah will not be for her. It's Xeros HaKosu, no kashas. It's Xeros HaKosu. And Izam, and the Tzeire, and the Chatos require on the Mayon, not just the Mayon, but Mayon Chayim. After all, we have the six levels of Mikvoyes, so Mayon Muchim is Mayon, let's say a hot spring, but Mayon Chayim it isn't. It isn't. So it's not wrong. For Tvila Zovim, it's Roim and Kiddush Mechatos. So here it's Xeros HaKosu according to Rameya that Yam is a din of Mikve. So Mele, if it's a din of Mikve, it doesn't have a din Mayon. So it's certainly not adapted for Tvila Zovim, it's Roim, Kiddush Mechatos. And furthermore, even for the Tvila of Short Mele, where, so it cannot be Mitaya Bezechli unless it's Bezvele. It's difficult to visualize a case of Hezbeira in the Yam. In the case of Hezbeira in the Yam, so Mele, according to Rabmeya, so it cannot be Mitaya, Yam cannot be Mitaya Bezeh. Rabbiu Deime, Harabagodu Kivikve, Vinema Yam in Bereshit Yehidim in the Yam in Arbe, in other words, both Rabmeya and Rabbi Yude base it upon Xeros HaKosu in Bereshit of Umikva Mayim Koro Yam. But according to the mayor, the Xeros HaKosu will be Kvayim Mayim Koro Yamim has reference to all Yamim, not just Yam HaGadol. Now, what is Yam HaGadol here? So, you find some achrenim, but it's not mistaber at all. You find some achrenim who apply the machlokes reshenim. There is a broche, a special broche in Yam HaGadol. Like this, if you see Norris, or is even Yamim. So you say Isim Isim Regis, let's say Lake Michigan or Hudson River. So if you see it for the first time, I mean, first time means if you didn't see it for 30 days. So then you say Isim Isim Regis. In the city river, you say Isim Isim Regis. But at Yam HaGadol, there is a special bracha, she also Yam HaGadol. So in regard to that special bracha, of Shos and Yam HaGadol, so there is a machlokes reshenim. Most reshenim say that also Yam HaGadol, the most special one of Yam HaGadol has reference to Yam HaKiyomis, Atlantic. Now, Yam HaKiyomis does not mean only Atlantic, it means the Atlantic, the Pacific, and the Indian Ocean. Okeanos really means Okeanos, is the same word. Now, there is a difference between the sea and that is not an ocean and an ocean. So Okeanos means an ocean. So it doesn't have to be after the Atlantic Ocean, the Pacific Ocean, the Indian Ocean. Rafika, let's say the Mediterranean Sea, that's not even an ocean. So most Hashem saying that the special bracha also Yam HaGadol has reference, is descriptive, it has reference to the Okeanos, the Atlantic. There are some who say that that special broche has to be recited not on the Atlantic, and the Atlantic you don't recite it, but that on the Mediterranean. What's the Yichas in the Mediterranean? There is only one Yichas in the Mediterranean, because the Mediterranean is in Eretz Yisrael. The Atlantic or the Pacific or the Indian Ocean is not in Eretz Yisrael. So you'll find some achrenim who will say that the same machlokes has reference here, but it has no application here. There it's one misaki is special bracha. So that's not. So even there, most Hashem is saying that a special bracha is to be recited on the Atlantic, not on the Mediterranean. But some say no, it is the Mediterranean because of the chashivas of Eretz Yisrael. Mas ele queria, it's based upon the Zerzakosu, o Mikve Hamayim Kor Yamin. So the name of Yamin or Shiwej, we mean a Yamin Halve. That certainly has reference to the Okeanos. To the Okeanos. Not in the Tereyasi. So there is no doubt. You'll find some Achelim who will say, that those Rishayim will say, regarding the special Brochet, that it has to be resigned in the Tereyasi. So the special status that Yamagodla has, according to Rabbi Yehuda, as a different mikri also in the Tereyasi, but it's not reasonable at all. I mean, so here it certainly has reference. It certainly has reference. Many Rishayim do spell it out, and other Rishayim don't say anything, but it's in the Poshut. That all the Rishayim agree that here Yamagodla means the Kyos, because the Xerasakos, because you see, because it's based upon the Xerasakos and Breshi, so Nikra Mayim Kor Yam. So the Meir says it is reference to all Yam, not that Kyos, to all seas, Mediterranean Sea, the Caspian Sea, the Baltic Sea, I mean, every sea. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Xerasakos for Nikra Hayam, Kor Yamin has reference only to the ocean, to the Hyonos, the Atlantic, the Pacific, the Indian Ocean, not to, let's say, to the Mediterranean Sea, or to the Baltic Sea, or the Caspian Sea. I mean, all the other seas. So the Meir holds that that Zerzakosu applies to all seas, all Yamin, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, he only to Yamagod, to the Hyonos. So, So, according to the Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda says that all Yam, including the Kyons, the Atlantic, the Pacific, the Indian Ocean, are mitayim bizeichu. But there is a zerasakosu u'mikve hamayim kol yami. So that zerasakosu applies only implies that it's not by mechayim. Now, Rashi Shabbos, so in other words, according to Rabbi Meir, so in other words, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda agree on one point, contrary to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Zerasakosu for Mikve Amayim Kor Yamin is limited only to Yam HaGadol, not to all Yamin. According to Rabbi Meir and to Rabbi Yehuda, it applies to all Yamin. There is no special status for Yam HaGadol. But according to Rabbi Meir, it applies to all Yamin, and it implies that all Yamin have a status of Mikve Rigabi Chol HaDvarim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it applies to all Yamin, but it implies only that all Yamin so do not have a deen of Mayon regarding Tfilah Zogin Mitzoroyim and Mechapos. How could that be explained? Why should, when the Pasuk say, only Ligabe, and may we understand, Umikve Amayim Koya. So it's Mikve, it has a Shemikve. But against it has a Shemikve regarding Tfilah Zogin Mitzoroyim and Mechapos. But it was not a Shemikve regarding Tahar of Ezech. Why? Now Rashi Shabbos like this says, Rashi Chassadi, so he says that the reason as to why Mayon is Mitaya Bezeichu and Mikve is not Mitaya Bezeichu is not because it's a special Zerasakosu. Mayon is Mitaya Bezeichu, Mikve is not Mitaya Bezeichu. The reason as to why Mayon is Mitaya Bezeichu and Mikve not, because Zeichlin actual characteristics of the mind. That's their teva to be Zeichlin. So mainly it's the Tayyab Zeichlin. Masha'inki in the Mikve, it's not the natural characteristics of Mikve. What is Mikve? Mikve means a pool of water in which a certain quantity of rainfall water was stored. So naturally it's not Zeichlin. Of course, scientifically, so every water is Zeichel, but that's not called Zeichel. The fact that there is motion by the molecules. Zeichel al-Kudin is considered when it's Zeichel with a special kind of rapidity, with a special kind of swiftness, so which is typical of the Mayon. So the reason, so Ashen Shabbos says, the reason is why Mayon is entirely Zeichel, in Mikana, not that there is a special dress of Kosovo. Zeichu is a psul mikve, it's not a psul mayon. In mikve, so mikve water, so it's not naturally zeichu. So mele, if it is zeichu, it's not the tayon. But she the mayon, that's the teva of that mayon. Suppose you have a mikve, but it is naturally zeichu. Mishay is in the gracious. So then, it will also be the tayon. That's the pshati of Rabbeinu. Rabbi Yisi agrees with Rabbi Meir that there is a zazakosel for mikve amayim kor yamim, that all yamim have a chalesha mikve. Fine, they have a chalesha mikve. So, migabi tvila zodim mitzoroim and kirish mechatos that require mayim chayim means mimayim. So that's not mimayim. It's not a mayim, even though it has all the characteristics of mayim, to the end of the degree. But it's a zazakosel. It does not have a thing of mayim. But migabi tarevim. So the business why mikveh is not tarev zechun is not that mufke, that mikveh is mufke of tarev zechun. It's not mufke. It's not tarev zechun because zechun is not the natural state of the water. But if you have a mikveh where the natural state of water is to be in a state of flow, of flux, of turbulence, so then, mikveh is also the type of zechun. Yam is that type of a mikveh, where it is natural, in a state of flux. So mil is the type of zechun. So for the same reason, the mayim is the type of zechun. Why? Because that's the natural state of the mayim. To be in a state of flux, of turbulence, of motion. So yam is also a mikveh, it's a big mikveh. But the natural state of the water is a state of flux, of mobility, of motion. So we may wait to time it. Now let's see the rush again. Oh, Rabbi Meir, we call our cousin Mikro Yamagot. The Christoi called my separations. She showed Mikro Kol, the vibrations. We never young Yamin was around me. She moved in the Yamin Harvey. She called out Holy Milchim. Rabbi Meir, call a Yamin. ויאמגון את הספיים עליהם, הוא אין שמיטר מזכו, ושדרך נכון ומהילכי, וזכו עליהם. וזה דרכו, וסיבה דרש סייז, וזה דרכו, ותרשת. וצדיק את איפה ותרשת סייז, ושאב את הכופתס. אבו, פסול להם, ותיר הספיים חיים, והכוס את כל המקרה. All right. Now, let's see the פירוש הרמב״ם, here, in the quotes, let's see the Pirush Rambam here, well, first here in Paul, and then in the quotes. The Rambam doesn't follow up the approach of the Rash to refer you back to Paul. But he explains it in Paul, and then he explains it in the quotes. Kolayami dinam ki mikveh, dinam mikveh, ozorim ha'ashim ma'ar chai, me'am ayom, me'ovohem, tfiyo rizobim, ולא יוקח ליהם מים, ניתרס מצאים עוד מלחד עוז, רבי יודעים מיישעיה ממה כבובד, ואשר דין הידינה מקווה, והוא יחושב כמעיון, ובמשור הים מהם מהם כמו ממעיון, והוא יבוהם, תפיל ומיזוב עם מוקדש במלחד עוז, ואום במקור אוקיי לים, המה כבים מיליז במימיני המים מסקולו, לא ישקול ים מיקרו מקווה, ושיהם הרב מאיר, ויזכלין המיניס המקרים הלזו וידיס בו יום מקוויס שהמיום איטליה ויזכלין רצלימה שלא היו מיני איזלין זו מיון אם בלה המיים הנאיזלין תדוחים בהם התפילו ואף לא היו זה שיר שיהיה כמו ים מיון ואין לי כמי מיים מניק מנה מיקווה אבל אם תאיר עד שיהיה מקובות שיר ממסור ואיד הסבוי הזה במקוויס ואומר רבי איסי ששור היום אם זו עשה עם הגודו נחשבים כמיון ולעניין שיתארו בזכלים ושעמים מיסעמיק למעני אסלים מכלו מיתארו בכל שום in other words, that's the הלוח in order to affect the shock so suppose you pour water from the kelly into the mayon If you pour it into the mikveh, so in order to be mitayah, here to pour, mayim shurim of the kele, So he entered them. So, but if you pour water from the tail into an iron, so it affects a shock at the whole tube. So this is what he says. The Pashtus Aloshin of the Perush HaMishnah is that according to the mayor, so all yamim have a din of mikveh. We gabe, even though the Rambam doesn't spell it out, the Rash does spell it out. That according to the mayor, no yam can be prepared as a thing. They couldn't be developed as a yam, according to Rambam. The Rambam doesn't spell it out, because all the Rambam says here, so he says, Hotzalim Hashem Amayim Chayim, when Mela Mayim, when he won by Tfilo Yizogim, the way you walk after him, Mayim Yitaras, and say all the Nechatos. He doesn't say that according to Rambam, it's not prepared as a thing. He says, according to Rambam, it couldn't be entirely zomim tzoroyim kibish mechatos. How about tefillah for an ordinary tummy, for a needle, for any tummy in zechri? That so the Rash spells it out. According to the mayor, it couldn't be entirely zechri. The Rambam doesn't say it here. He says sheinu man mechayim from the amayim being hold and tefillah is zomim liyoch the mind doesn't say mechatos. He doesn't say anything about the entire zechri. But many assume in the Rambam too that even though the Rambam doesn't spell it out, but according to the mayor, so it cannot be entirely an ordinary tummy bezeichu. But the Rambam doesn't spell it out. Let's see what the Rambam spells out. The Yudei in Yerushalayim Amaki Kudvad, who are Shadir in Amikve, who are Choshet Kimayon, who are Yom Shorayam in Menikve in Mayon, who are Yavim Tfilu in Zobim Urkan in Mechatas. ויום במקור כי היה רק את ימים ונעמי נזכור לא יש שכל ימים כמי כלי כבישים הרמי וזה יכולי לזעמי ניסה נקרים על איזרי ואין נזכור במקווי שהמים ותאי וזה יכולי אצלים השורים וזה יכולי צומיים ולמיים ולעניס נתקים מהתפירה כך הוא לא עושה שיר שיהיה כמו ימיון ואין כי למים נעמי מהמקווה אבל איתאי עד שיהיו כל שיר ממסור ואין למקווי זה לא מרבי איסי ששור הים יוצאו עשה למגורו נחשבן כי מיון מעניין שיקר בזה וישעמי ניסן יקרים על איזה וכן יקר בכל שיר כמיון ונחשבן כמיקרים שיפסו מרחתוס ותארס מצרה ונתחיל עשה זאת והלוך כרבי איסי. So there is a very important chidesh in the Rambam's pshat that is not mentioned by the Rash. He says, according to the Rash, so the PC doesn't distinguish between Yamagodo and Adayam. Yamagodo and Adayam have the same status. But the PC says Yamagodo as well as Adayam. So have a dean of Mayon, Ligabi, Litaya, Bezechlin, but they do not have a dean of Mayon, Litaya, Zabi, Mitzroy, Kirish Mechatos. That's right. But the Rambam says, the Omar Rabbi Yisi, ששור הים זועס הים הגודל ועכשיו כמיון לעניין שיתר בזכו. So in other words, that all the other ים, other than ים הגודל, can be מתאר בזכו, but they cannot be מתאר זו במצורו עם גניש מחפש. So, and that's the other ים, the implication being that ים הגודל, so it is more of a picture that Yamagodu is more of a mikveh than Yamim, because the other Yamim are not adapted for Tfilah Zomim Tzoroyim Kirish Mechatos, but for to be mitayeh bizeichli, other Yamim can be mitayeh. Let's say the Mediterranean Sea, according to Rabbi Yisi, can be mitayeh a nido or any tomeh bizeichli, but Yamagodu, the Atlantic Sea, cannot say neither cannot be developed in the Gachas unless it's a Shvevan, but it's a Echli, so it cannot be developed. So we see according to the Rambam that even according to Rabbi Yisi there is a distinction between Yamagogo and Abiyah. Why? All Yamim. So, all Yamim are not adapted for Tvila Zogim, Tzoroi, Krishna Chatos, but all Yamim are that in Yamagodo, so are adapted for Taras to be Mitaya Bezeh. Mashiach Kim Yamagodo cannot even be Mitaya Bezeh. Cannot even be Mitaya Bezeh. So, I'm going to tell you. It's very strange. But the question arises is this. In other words, Rabbi Yisi agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that there is a distinction between Yamagodo and Adayam. So in other words, that Yamagodo has a din of mikvah l'chol adam, cannot even mitayah b'zeich. Other yami have a din of mikvah not to be mitayah and not to be capable of being mitayah. Zom mitzvah yikirish mechatos. But they do not have a din of mikvah, and they have a din of mayon to be mitayah b'zeich. Now let's see, now the Rosh Hashanah in the Perusha Mishneh Mikvahs. This is important. That he again reiterates that the halacha is like Hadith. Alright, now let's see the Rosh Hashanah. So actually, all that he says there in the Kroyes is that halacha is Hadith. But what's the pshat in Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yisi, he doesn't say. Now let's see the Rosh Hashanah. This Rambam is very complicated. The Rambam is first. We have it in Perites Milchas Mikvoes, Haloche Yudveis, Kolayamim Mitarim Mizechu, Upsulim Mizovim Mizroim, Ulkadish Bohem Mechapos. Hachapos. So, how does it seem? He passes by the Perites. If not for the Rambam's Perish, in the Perish of Mishneh, everything would be fine. Because if not for the Rambam's Chiddush in the Perush HaMishneh, that if Rabbi Yisi is Mechalel between Yamagodo and other Yami, that while all Yami are unadapted for Zodosh Mitzrayim Kinsh Mechatos, but they are adapted for Tare B'Zechri, Masha'im Ki Yamagodo cannot even be Mitare B'Zechri. But here he doesn't say anything like that. He only says, Kolayomim, Mikolayamim, Mitarim, Mizechoyim, Upsuim, Mizobim, Upsuroim, Ukadish Mehem Mechaos. Ukadish Mehem Mechaos. So he says, Kolayamim, Mitarim, Mizechoyim. That means including Yamagodo. That's what he says. So obviously he passes like a basic, but in the El Hazoko he doesn't agree with Hishite in the Perush HaMishneh, because according to his pshat in the Perush HaMishneh, so even Rabbi Yisi only says Ada Yamim Amitaya Bezechri, but Yamagodo Yamikyodes is not Amitaya Bezechri. Here is Mashma Kol Yamim Amitaya Bezechri. But let's see the Pesach HaRambam in Tor. Very strange. Perikvot Muchespor Halacha Yud. Perikvot. Look at Spor. Halacha Yud. Hayamagodu kimikve veini kimayo. So here he says, Hayamagodu kimikve veini kimayo. לפיכוך אם מהו ממנו לקידוש וכל הנורס פסול מקדוש מהם מחטוס ושור הים כמיים זה נדרה מפתס הלוחיות נאו so the Rambam is massive the Rambam says that Yehovah is apostle Likidish Mechatos so the Rambam says no so that he said the Mishnah only passes certain Yehovahs the Krimian who Pido with Nishim in Beitzim and their Yardim the Yomuch with Nishim in Karunes so the Mishnah in Paul mentions certain specific rivers where it was very swampy where the water was marshy and swampy so it's not by Chayim but rivers like let's say like Lake Michigan or Hudson River where the water is not swampy and marshy so then should be kosher for is by Chayim but the Rambam Shiti is that it's not the specific rivers that the Mishnah enumerates the Mishnah mentions certain rivers as an example of a river but every river in the whole world is possible for Kiddush Nechatos. In other words, may law, according to the Rambam, a moved of my chayim. What is my chayim? That is spring water. But river water is not my chayim. Chayim is chayim. Now then, when the Rambam says, now what do you do? Hayam agod kibikve, veini kimayim. לפיכוך הם מלו ממנו לקידוש וכל הנורס פסולים לקדש מהם מחטוס ושור הימים כמיון שור הימים כמיון so that words he distinguishes between ים הגדול and other ים that in other words ים הגדול is כמקווה but other ים is כמיון so because if Mishnah here in Poradumo says that the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Yehuda, even though the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh says Halachic Rabbi Yehuda, but because the Mishneh in Mikvoyes he was chazer from what he said he took it for Adam and he says that the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yehuda. Now so the question is how can we reconcile the Pesach of the Rambam in Yuchas for Adam with the Pesach of the Rambam in Mikvoyes in the words Perik Tes he says the Halacha Yudbeis Perik Tes Halacha Yudbeis Kol Ayami Mitar and Gizekhoi Upsul Nizogim Utsuroim Ukadish Memechatos so it's Mashma that he passes like Rabbi Yisi and that he doesn't explain Rabbi Yisi the way the Rambam explains Rabbi Yisi in the Perish HaMishneh and that he explains Rabbi Yisi the way all the other Mishnah explain Rabbi Yisi that Rabbi Yisi says that the true the Gzeres HaKosel for Mikveh HaMayim Kol Yamin has reference to all Yamin but that only implies that it doesn't have a Mayon it's unadapted for Tzulazomim, Mitzoroyim and Kirish Mechatos because that requires Halish and Mayon Masheim Kim Tayim Ezekuin so it doesn't really depend upon Halish and Mayon Halish and Mikveh usually, ordinarily, a mikveh is not entirely zeichun because zeichun is not the natural state of water. But if you have a mikveh, that the natural state is to be in a state of flux, mobility, then it is entirely zeichun. Yam is a din of mikveh. All yam is a din of mikveh. But the natural state of water is the state of flux. So then it's entirely zeichun in the same way as mine is entirely zeichun. That's how he passes. Like Rabbi Yisi, and the Rabbi Yisi does not distinguish between Yamagodu and Cholam. But in Paul he says, Hayamagodu ki mikveh veni ki mayon ufichachim baum benu ikidush vichol alor ispsum ikamish men mechatos ushor hayom ki mayon. So it seems that he passes like Rabbi Yude and it seems that in Paul the Rambam assumes that the machlekes between according to the Yude. So in other words, so all the Xerasakosu of Mikva Mayim Koryami is applies only to Yamagodu and it implies that he tells in people mikvah chaladvolo, even the kabbalitara b'zeichu, and he doesn't apply because of course there's no reference to shoyami, so maybe shoyami are even adapted for tzivazovim tzoroyim, tzivazovim tzoroyim and mechados. So it's very strange. It's still a little vague, and the question is how can we reconcile the Rambam Paradume and the Rambam in the Kroyes? And is there a way of reconciling the Rambam Yom Chazoko and the Rambam Pesha Mishnah? All right, so there we can say the Rambam was Chesed. But we find a spirit in the Rambam Yom Chazoko itself, between the Rambam Pradomo and the Rambam, in Kroyes. So the Kesem Mishnah in Pradomo, without discussing the Rambam's in Kroyes, so he said, he mentions there is a spirit. So, and then he says, but the Rambam Paradum passes like a view. There, in Hilchas Nikvois, so he tries to reconcile the two Rambams, the Paradum and the Nikvois. And the Nikvois, because the Mishnah says that the Rambam passes like a basic, because after all, the Rambam Pirush Mishnah says, Halachic Rabbeisi. And then, without the Rambam saying it, we have the cloud, Halachic Rabbeisi, the Chavela. There's a possibility that in the halachic rabbis the chaveiro, but certainly the chaveiro. So the halacha should be like rabbis, and the Rambam Pirush Mishnah says the halachic rabbis. Why should it pass like rabbis? So then the question is, why does the Rambam say in Paradume? Why does he say in Paradume that Hayamagodu Kimikve the Eine Kimayo? So the explanation says as follows. The Rambam Yom Chazoko agrees with what he says, in Pirush HaMishneh. What does he say in Pirush HaMishneh? That Rabbi Yisi agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that there is a distinction between Yamagoto and other Yamim. That there is a Rasakosu for Mikramayim Koroyami. Mikramayim Koroyami has reference only to Yamagoto. But Rabbi Yisi says that even though the Xerasakosu of Mikva Amayim Koroyami has reference only to Yamagoto, not to other Yami, so because of this, so mainly that means that according to Rabbi Yisi, so Yamagoto could not be Mitaya Bezeichu, and neither could not be Tveres in the Ufionos, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, and could not be Tveres. Then, so why? Because the Xeres Hakosuf for Mikra Amayim Koroyami has reference to Yamagoto. So then, so Rabbi Yisi says to Rabbi Yehuda, in the Chanan, the Xeres Hakosuf in Mikvah Mayim Koroyami has reference only to Yamagoto. So mainly the Yamagoto is unadapted for Tzilazomi Mitzroyi and Kiddush Mechato. It's unadapted because it doesn't have Mikveh. But as far as being